Time now for your letters, and we received many about our coverage of the massive anti-war protests around the world last week. Because we opened 1 hour of the program with coverage of the European protests and the other hour with coverage of the American protests, many wrote to say we had ignored one aspect or the other. We regret any confusion. We also received a number of letters about the comments of Walter Russell Mead of the Council on Foreign Relations. Roger Couple of Laramie, Wyoming, wrote that Mead's characterization of the French stand on war was silly. The notion that the French want to counterbalance the U.S. oversimplifies the issue. The question that Mead and administration officials really need to be asked is, do we want international client states that rubber stamp anything we propose, or allies where we work to build a consensus on international policy to issues like Iraq? Mr. Couple continues, the crisis in the Atlantic Alliance is not because of French opposition, but because of this country's itching for war, irregardless of what our allies want. It's not them that are moving away from this alliance, but us who have made the conscious decision to dump international treaties and a stated intention to fight this war, no matter what our neighbors think. Our interview with New York Times reporter Danny Hakim on February 9th drew many angry responses from SUV owners, such as this one from Paul R. Daugherty of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am so tired of hearing how evil and awful the SUV is. It has become the most lethal killing machine since the gun, if you listen to most reports. Why don't we just pass a new law forcing the car makers in Detroit to make just one style of car? Just one. This will solve all the problems, right? This was not news, it was opinion. And since I grew up on a farm in Idaho and have a much broader respect and understanding of the SUV, my opinion is more valid than that of an East Coast New York Times writer that has an agenda to rid the land of the evil SUV. Another point of view came from Tom Hollowell of Arlington, Virginia, who wrote, as a bicycle commuter in the D.C. area, I am quite concerned about the proliferation of larger and larger SUVs. The first SUV owners were often trying to project a persona of environmental ruggedness, and this has now been eclipsed by the stylish and now almost militaristic aspects. And the folks who are actually traveling in environmentally friendly ways are put at risk. Write to us at WeSun. @npr.org. That's WESUN @npr.org. And please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.